All right, here is another audio in the fantasies that Wisp has that she would like to someday have true category. Now, I will say that this one is not currently possible, though I do have hopes for aliens. Aliens or some much better real world versions than I'm currently seeing on my porn feed. I'm sorry for yawning already. It's very, very early in the morning here and I haven't been to sleep yet because I keep terrible hours. Anyways, so this particular fantasy is about tentacles and eggs and ovipositors and distension, both from cum and from, eggs and tentacles. So this goes back to my enjoyment of hentai, where anything is possible, even if it's physically not possible. And it was one of the first non-traditional, non-socially prevalent types of porn that I ever discovered back forever ago when I first got the internet. And I remember the scene, and there was this girl, and of course it was done in the Japanese style, so she was very small, very to be completely honest, she had the shape of a 12-year-old boy, which is not my kink, but there was this thing. I don't know if it was an alien or if it was some kind of demon or monster, because there were no subtitles. But it had her spread eagle, and it started fucking her with first one, and of course there was the shocked look and the insinuation that she was a virgin and so on and so forth, but very shortly thereafter, it was just this massive trunk, almost, of tentacles, and there were some in her ass, and there were some in her mouth, and of course, eventually one came, or no, not in her mouth, I'm sorry, some in her pussy and some in her ass, and eventually, of course, one came out of her mouth, which, yes, I know that's not possible, because I know how biology works, but it doesn't matter, because it's fantasy, and it's animated, so shush. And the thing, what it was fucking her with, the ends of them were all shaped like the heads of cocks, because of reasons I don't fucking know. But it had other tentacles, and there were these ones that didn't really have an end, and they wrapped around her tits. And then there were ones that had mouths, and the mouths had sharp teeth, and they would fasten onto her nipples and they would pull back really far, and then like the lips, if you would call them lips, the lip equivalent would pull back, and you would see that her nipple was gripped in these really sharp teeth, and then they let go, and the clip itself was not very long. This was back in the days of, to date myself, this was back in the days of dial-up. So it was 20 minutes, well, it was an hour to find the porn, and it was 20 minutes to download the porn and hope that you didn't get a virus, and then 3 seconds to watch the porn. But I watched that clip so many times. And later on, of course, I watched more clips, and it's possible that it is the most viewed subcategory on my Xvideos account at this moment. It's all like hentai and tentacles and monster cocks. But I love seeing that, and I love watching when just far too much or far too big or too thick. And they all have their place. I mean, I love seeing when it's just dozens and dozens and dozens of these smaller tentacles that are just pushed up inside, and you can see your stomach swelling out, and you can see, like, they'll show the tentacles moving through the skin of her stomach, and she looks like she's gonna pop if anything else gets shoved in there, and I really like that. And then, of course, there's the ones where whatever it is has a cock that's bigger than her leg, and it doesn't fit, obviously, at first. Little Ballerina has a good one of these. I forget which one. Little Hentai Bitch or something like that. I forget right off. But this thing has this huge cock, and it would break her pelvis, but that's not the point, because it's pulling her down onto it. And it won't go, and it won't go, and it won't go. And then there's this moment, and it just explodes up into her, and her head falls back. And it's just, oh, God, it looks so good. You can see this massive cockhead just pushing up inside her. Oh, and the best, I love when they include... there's a word for it in, I think, Japanese, but I don't remember it right off. But when they include, like, the inside view, not so much like as if there's a camera, but as if it's like a cutaway. So you could see, and I love when whatever it is fucking her, and it fucks her so deep that it is no longer just fucking her pussy. It is through the cervix, into the womb, pushing on the bottom of her lungs. I love that. Is one of my absolute favorites. And then, if I'm really lucky, in the new video that I found, there will be some kind of... I mean, cum is fairly common. You'll usually get cum in those types of videos. And it'll be, her eyes will bulge. And then, like, it'll come in her ass, and cum will come out of her mouth, because... you know, reasons. But I really like when when she is just so full of cum, and it's not even like looking pregnant, it's so far beyond that, because pregnancy I have to be in the right mood for, but distension from cum or from eggs, I am always in the mood for that. And I love when it's distension from eggs, and when you can see them. The best is when the tentacles are like translucent, and you can see the eggs coming down. And I like when there's almost like the catch right before they go in, and then it just pushes them in one after the other after the other. And I can't decide whether I like just a couple of like softball size eggs, or do I like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small like marble sized ones. And I think the answer is both. I think the answer is all of the above in whatever shape and size. And I have definitely had a few sex dreams of looking down and having my legs being spread apart by these tentacles, and just egg after egg after egg being pushed, and I can feel them being pushed deeper and deeper and deeper inside. And I really, really like those dreams. I'm not sure. Oh, I don't know if I like the tentacles or the eggs better, and I don't think it really matters, because they kind of go hand in hand. And I kind of want them both. And I know there's live-action tentacle porn, and in like 10 years maybe, but no, not yet. It's not there yet. And part of that is always going to be limited by the female body, because I like seeing the massive cotton. And this isn't about being a size queen. That's not it. So if you're that guy with the comment the other week, to fuck off. But this is just about, like, the distension of seeing so much being pushed inside, and her body just, I don't know how to explain why I like it. Oh, I don't know if I know why I like it, but I know that I like it, and I know that I want it, and I know that I want that to happen to me, and I really, really need, I don't know, like aliens or something. Who was it? The Israeli Space Forces. There's a Galactic Space Federation or something like that. And I really hope it's true. And I really hope they have tentacles. And I really, really, really hope they come for a visit soon. Because I desperately want to be fucked by something like that. Oh, I just want to be. Oh, fuck. And I do the best I can to simulate it, like, you know, I'll tie my tits up and have suction on them and stuff like that, and go for the toys that are, like, a little floppier, or however you want to call it, but it's not the same, it's not the same. And I want some kind of strap-on or sheath or something. Hey, if any of you are engineers, if any of you that are listening are engineers, I need you to make this for me, okay? You can patent it, you can have all the money, but I need this. I need some kind of strap-on or sheath that someone can wear, that they can be fucking me, and, like, push a button, or have, like, an air, like, the air pump for inflatable ones, and they push it, or they squeeze it, or whatever, and it pushes an egg inside. I need that, because they have ovipositors now, but you've got to, like, squelch your hand along it in order to smoosh the egg out, and that, no, you know what I want, you know what I want. Oh, that's what I want. Oh, I would like that so very much. And there's a couple of porn videos that when I really want to come, and I don't have very much time, they're the ones that I always go to, and almost exclusively they're tentacles, and they're eggs, and they're just so much cum. Oh, that's what I want. Oh, I just want to be filled. Oh, filled beyond reasonable anything. I just want to be filled with cum. And I want to be covered in it. I want to be sticky. I want to feel things sliding through that stickiness on my skin. And I want to be so tired, because I've been fucked for so long. And I can feel eggs heavy inside me. But I can feel those things on my skin moving. Oh, and I know they're not done. I know they're not done. I need a break. I need a break, but I don't want a break. I just want more. Oh, God, I just want more. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, and I think that that's one of the reasons why I'm always dissatisfied with the. Oh. sex toy nipple sucker thingies. Like, you know, they've got like some of them are like a little suction bulb, and some of them are like this twisty syringe looking thing. But they're just not enough. I want them sucked harder. Oh, I want them sucked harder, and I want them bitten at the same time. I want to come like that. I want to come with your mouth on my nipple. Please, please. Oh, God, bite me while I come, please. Oh, bite me and dig your fingers into my hips. Pull me down onto you. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Just stay inside me, okay? Just stay inside me and let me keep my arms and my legs wrapped around you. And we'll pull the covers up and we'll take a nap, okay?